not going tonight. So I'm free. Take your time.
Okay. Okay. We're going to go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 6:06 p.m. on Tuesday, December 30th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigold.
Here.
Boyd. Absent. Romine.
Here.
Penrod. Absent. Simpson.
Here.
Okay, in front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on December 9th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve?
We really can't vote on that.
You're right, we can't. We don't have a quorum on that. From that. Thank you. Appreciate that, Ben. Okay, so John Goetz is here to give the annual MS4 report. So, John, if you want to go to the microphone and give us a good overview of what's going on with in the MS4 world.
Okay. Is this?
It is on.
Okay.
It's all ready to go.
Hopefully you had a chance to look over the report that I sent out in the packet. And so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on the things that are in there. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management is going to audit the city on the minimum control measure number 6 early in 2015. That's the municipal operations, good housekeeping. And so we've been focused on getting ready for that, working with the departments to get our documentation in order. And they're going to give us about 2 weeks' notice before the audit, so it's going to happen pretty quickly once they make a decision when to do it. So hopefully we're going to be ready here in the next couple of weeks. We're facing some regulatory uncertainty as far as EPA and IDEM. This year marks the end of the second five-year permit cycle. And IDEM is in the process of revising their approach to MS4 rules, and it's not really clear. I don't anticipate major changes, but one of the things that's happening is they're moving from the current permit, general permit by rule, to administrative permits. And what's driving that is the way things are structured with general permits currently. There's a water pollution control board that oversees the permitting process, and there are folks from private industry on that board, like the Indiana Contractors Association, and EPA has indicated to IDEM that they don't really like that. So IDEM is proposing to move to permits, administrative permits, which means the water pollution control board wouldn't be involved so much. And the oversight would be from IDEM's administrator. And they're supposed to release a rule for public comment, and that's been the case for several months now, and so far they haven't released a new rule. So we're not quite sure what's going to happen. But since we've ended the second permit cycle, we're going to have to submit a notice of intent for the next permit cycle, and that's when whatever rule changes are going to come would take effect. So that there's some uncertainty about that. Another area that might be uncertain is EPA was in the process of revising the stormwater rule, which affects MS4s. And originally last year they had indicated that they were going to include some things on some requirements as far as managing stormwater quality. And during the course of 2014, they backed off on that and said, well, we're just going to encourage voluntary adoption of those kind of standards. And so that's what it looks like right now. But recently, a couple of environmental groups have filed a suit with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and they want EPA to release more restrictive rules as far as stormwater and MS4. So I'm not quite sure how all that's going to play out, but again, it's just a little bit uncertain. As far as the activities report here, I guess, public participation, one of the things that was good for us this year is we did have a few more rain barrels, 11 in the second year of the program as opposed to 5 last year. So that would be about 14,000 gallons of storm water that would be kept out of runoff. And one of the things that I'd like to see some focus on would be this idea of good housekeeping. And that's something that the city's committed to in the permit. I think they're doing a good job, but I would like to see that kind of extended to private enterprise. And the things that I would focus on would be the maintenance of dense turf or landscaping cover. As you drive around the city, there's areas where you see bare soil that's eroding, and some of that's on private property. And so that's something that, you know, they need to get some kind of landscaping cover on it or turf cover on it to prevent that kind of erosion. Planting trees is something I'd like to see an emphasis on the private side. A mature tree can catch as much as a half an inch of rainwater, and our water quality volume is for the first inch of rainfall. So a denser tree cover, more mature trees would go a long way to reducing the amount of stormwater runoff. And another benefit of trees is that the shade, you know, stormwater hits a hot pavement. It heats up, and when that hot water goes into the rivers, then it has a detrimental effect on water quality. And so by planting more trees, you know, the shade would reduce the temperature pollution in stormwater. I'd like to see more emphasis on the private side on pavement maintenance and sweeping debris off pavements. There were some parking lots that got repaved this year, which did help some of that, but there's still some private parking lots, my own apartment complex being an example, where the pavement's deteriorated quite a bit, and so there's a lot of dirt and grit that's being picked up by stormwater and moving into the storm, into the ditches, the storm sewers, and stuff like that. So I think it's a benefit to private enterprise if they maintain their parking lots. One, it's a better appearance for the customers, and so I'd like to see that emphasized. And then another issue would be regular litter pickup. The park district does a great job of keeping the parks clean. They pick up litter every day. There is some language in the city ordinances that require fast food places that have drive-throughs to pick up litter on their establishments every day. But there are other business establishments that really could do a better job of litter pickup on their premises. And again, that would go a long way, I think, towards reducing the amount of litter that we see in the ditches and the storm sewers. And also, it's a matter of improving. I think it would be beneficial to the businesses to do that. So, and a matter of civic pride. There's certain areas of the city where I just find it really discouraging when I drive by and see all the litter on the roadsides. So, does anybody have any questions then about the stormwater program? Anything in the report you have questions about, or anything that stormwater related?
John, one of the things that the EDC had recently, I guess maybe a month or two, probably 2 months ago, had hosted something regarding, pigs don't pay taxes or something like that. But in any case, as a part of that, they had the Farm Bureau there, and we got into a little bit of a discussion regarding stormwater runoff, especially from fields. And I think one of the things I had read in here, and I'm not being able to pinpoint it all of a sudden, but one of the things that is discussed in here is runoff from fields and how that impacts the river throughout the city. How do we do a better job of, how do we counteract the effects of runoff of, things like fertilizer or whatever from the farm fields that are going into our river?
Yeah, That would be an area where there'd have to be maybe some more cooperation between the city and the county.
Mm-hmm.
Agriculture is a big business in Whitley County, and so there are programs through the USDA, the conservation programs, which do encourage farmers to, you know, to plant cover crops and filter strips along the ditches. Brandon had, Forrester had talked at one time about starting a program in Whitley County like Noble County has. There are certain requirements that the USDA puts on farmers, like if they want to plant a filter strip. And a lot of the farmers don't particularly like those program requirements. So Noble County had started a program where they were funding filter strips, the grass seed basically, for planting filter strips. And they felt like they were getting decent cooperation from the farmers. So that would reduce the amount of soil and fertilizer and things that would go into the river. And Brandon had talked about starting a program like that in Whitley County. Now, I haven't heard anything more recently about that, but that would be one area. Some of the areas along the Blue River and the Phillips Ditch that are close to the city, whether there'd be room for some cooperation if there was a filter strip program to help fund that a little bit, that would be one possible idea. There are some inlets on the Phillips Ditch tile. There's a thing called blind inlets that I'd like to see a trial, and again, that would involve some cooperation from the county and the city to try those and see if they would make a difference on that. But.
And then also, I'm looking at a graph with lots and lots of bars for dissolved oxygen.
Yeah.
Can you describe that a little bit? Because I got a little bit confused. I'm assuming that a lower amount of dissolved oxygen is bad. You want a higher amount of dissolved oxygen. Is that true or no?
Yeah, it's one of those where if it's too low, it's bad, and if it's too high, it's bad.
Okay.
So there's kind of a sweet spot. I believe it's around 6 or 7. Where you'd want it. And I think I've got this in percentages, but somewhere around that, I believe that 80 to 90% is where the sweet spot is for
okay.
for the organisms that live in the water that are beneficial. But way too low is bad, and way too high is bad.
Okay.
And part of that's temperature dependent too. So
oh, okay.
If the water's hotter, then the dissolved oxygen tends to be lower. And so I kind of speculated in my own mind that the 2012, where it was quite a bit lower, was because of the extremely hot temperatures and drought that we had that year. So.
Okay. Any other questions for John regarding Stormwater report, MS4 report. Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate mm-hmm. your work. And I know that with the transition coming up from moving from Jeff to Mike, I know that I appreciate your help in the transition of that. I know that Mike's up for the task. So.
Okay,
thank you very much. Okay. Next up is ordinance number 2014-22. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Have a motion?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. As a note, Jackie has arrived for the record. And with... approval by those present, please read ordinance number 2014-22 by title only.
Ordinance 2014-22, an ordinance amending chapter 51, Public Works of Title V of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. This is our sewer rate ordinance, our sewer service ordinance. Marcia, you worked on this pretty in-depth for, a month, 2 months, 3 months? So do you want to kind of talk in brief about it, and then other things we can talk more about. So,
when I got into it, there were so many things to change, and so many things that were outdated only because their time had just run out, and we hadn't amended the ordinance. So I made the decision that I thought it would be better to restate and amend the ordinance in its entirety to clean it up, and so it was easier to read without trying to amend a whole bunch of old provisions. One thing that I'd like to do before the second reading is to go through, I think it'd be much, much easier for you, and highlight the comparison, show you the old ordinance, and then show you the new with the highlighted difference, if that's something you all think would be helpful to you to see a side-by-side comparison. I didn't do that here, but I certainly can if you think that would be helpful. But the primary things that got changed, if you look at pages 2 and 3, these were all changed recently with Mike and I working on that. We had made a bunch of changes already to those areas. And so the real changes start with, unfortunately, I don't have the paper one in front of me, so I'm sort of... still looking, just a second.
You're looking for the next set of changes?
I'm just looking for the primary section that got changed.
16? Page 16?
Page 16? Yeah. Do you have the paper one? Thank you. This will be a whole lot easier.
51.21.
So if you start there, you'll see, again, I'm happy to do the side-by-side. I think it'll be easier for you. But if you get it, 51.21. Now you're looking into all these charts and so forth, which has now been changed pursuant to your request to change these. 5122 has been changed in its entirety. Um, 5123 is brand new. That's the part where citizens receive city water, but they're not connected to the city sewage service. That is the brand new section. And by the way, that 300 feet is now matched up to, you don't need to go back and look, but there was a provision at the beginning of this that had 100 feet, and that has been changed to 300 feet at the very beginning of the ordinance. So that's a brand new section. Excessive strength surcharges would have stayed the same, excepting the table of charges.
Point of clarification real quick.
Yep.
If you can go back to 51.23.
Yep.
And I just realized this, but for city and rural residential users who receive city water but are not connected to city sewage services, shouldn't that be whether they receive city water or not, they still have a sewer line in within 300 feet of their property? Do you understand what I'm saying the difference is?
That's your decision.
Well, I know, but I thought that's what we had decided
okay.
on, but I wasn't sure. This would be the basically the, for lack of better words, the $20 flat fee. I think what we said was if there's sewer available, if they could hook on tomorrow because there's a sewer line going in front of their property, whether or not they're on water or not for the city, that we thought that they should pay the availability fee. Because I believe they pay it right. I mean, they pay the $55.55 right now, don't they? If there's a sewer line running in front of their house. So, I mean, to me, I'd like to see that changed for whether or not they have city water.
Does that apply to anybody right now?
That there's people that have sewer in front of their house but not water.
And would you be able to...
Oh, that has sewer but not water?
Have
no.
No.
They receive city water,
but
they don't have sewer. That you're not...
Okay, so I have a house, and I don't have a water line running in front of it, but I have a sewer line running in front of it.
I don't know anybody that would have that.
Okay.
Do you?
I guess I just wonder long-term if that's something we should do or not. And maybe it doesn't matter. If you guys think you're fine with how it is, I'm perfectly fine with that, but...
I think the only time that would happen is if it'd be in the country, because they can't have... They have to have water in the city.
Right. They have to have water.
Right.
And now they have to have sewer in the city, too. They have to have both if they're built now. But I guess if we were to annex out, then I guess
there's areas that maybe don't.
Yeah.
Like, over by the hospital, there is no sewer available.
Yes. Okay.
So they have water, but they don't have sewer. But the only place that wouldn't have water, there is no place in town. So then if you go to the country, you can't require them to hook up to water.
Okay.
So they would only be charged for sewer if it's there in front of their house.
Right. I guess that's where I'm not trying to... We've muddied this up a lot in the past, but I'm not trying to muddy it up, I guess, but I'm just saying, if we're going to have... If residents that are inside the city, even though it doesn't sound like there's this opportunity, but... So, again, maybe this is the midpoint.
And outside, I think you've got a problem because they're not required to hook to city water. So to now start a billing for them just because they might be near a sewer line, I think you're going to have...
Okay. We even have jurisdiction.
What?
I said, would we even have jurisdiction?
Yeah, I'm not sure you even have the authority to bill.
Because, I mean, there's sewer lines going down along 30 that there's people that are within 300 feet of.
Right, and we had no way of finding out who lived there. I mean, we there was a lot of issues there, so we don't charge people unless the Board of Health is the only one that can force them.
Yeah.
Right? So that's fine. If you guys are okay with how it's written, I'm fine with it. I just merely brought that up as I thought that's what we had talked about. But if there's nobody that's going to be impacted by it, why mess with it now?
Yeah, because Marcia and I mean, we tried to reason through all that.
Yeah,
That section.
And I'm sure you did.
Section because it was getting confusing, and I think we both...
Well, I asked Rosie if that...
Figured out.
If it would apply to anybody. And she said no.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you're...
And that's fine.
Anybody who's getting that 55 is it.
Mm-hmm. And okay, that's fine. I'm sorry.
But we will think about it.
So you can.
We'll think about it some more.
Yeah.
Okay. So continue. So go ahead.
Okay.
And
so
one
other thing, as I was looking at this, one other thing I did do, and you probably have all noticed this. It's just been I've forgotten this. I did italicize everything I changed. So that does sort of help you as you go through. And I pointed out. Okay, so 5125 I don't believe got changed. 5126, those are new charges for a rate for establishments served by the same water meter. Now, the reason that some of the section numbers are italicized is because I added that new section. So those section numbers got changed, but as you can see, like for example 5127, but the contents is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have the whole issue with the tap fees. One of the things I tried to clean up here was the one-time connection charges, and I put in parentheses commonly referred to by the city as tap fees, because this got really confusing as I was reading through the past ordinance and sometimes in these discussions.
That's fair.
So I thought I would point out to people what we are calling tap fees to help clarify that. So, but as you can see in there, that has been amended. 5134 has been amended. The stormwater rates, let's see, did those get changed?
No, those did not get changed.
I think it may have been italicized in the ordinance, so that looks like it's been changed, but it's not, so that italics, ignore it. And I believe that's it.
Do you want to talk at all about?
Well, the mayor and I talked a little bit. I did just a comparison of somebody that would use 6,000 gallons of water. Their sewer bill would go up. Right now, it would be $65.70, and it would go up to $74.90.
It'll be about $9.
No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's $65.70, currently, and it would go up to $74.90. You're right.
And that's for a 6,000 gallon user, right? Yeah. So basically, just as a really brief overview, because I sometimes I even get confused with this. Okay, so if you look at the basis of charges, if you look at 51.21, and you can see the meter size, the average user, the average household, city user is going to pay $21.20 for their meter. Okay, so that's $21.20, and then that's with this first increase, and then the gallons used is $8.95 per month. Okay, so if you add up that meter, that $21 meter charge, and then the four times the $8.95, you end up getting the $57 rate, which would be the average user rate, the 4,000 gallon rate. Okay, which is why you see under the rates for discharge 51.22, those are for those are for families that have sewer but not water. That's why you see the city user rate of $57, because that equals what a 4,000 gallon customer would pay who's on city water and sewer. Okay, so just to make sure how that's how it's all calculated, I won't go into any detail more detail than that. But so, anything else about that, Rosie? Okay, then questions, comments from council.
I will say the next meeting then will be the public hearing for this ordinance.
The next Tuesday.
The next council meeting.
13th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not hearing any comments, so.
Well, we've kind of beat this thing to death.
Well, I know that. I know that, but you know me. I try to give everybody an opportunity to say their piece. And.
Well, just real quick, does anybody want the highlighted comparison, or do you not care? I mean, do you see it? Well, okay.
I thought the italicized.
So the italicized helps enough.
I thought that was well
done.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then can I have a motion to approve on first reading ordinance number 2014-22 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. We have Nicole and Dan and Jackie approve and. And then all those opposed, Ben and Bill. Okay, so that passes first reading. We'll go to second reading. Okay, next up is resolution number 2014-27 for the transfer of funds. Rosie?
Okay, I worked up until almost time to come to the meeting. So. Make sure these are all really, they're not going to be transferred funds, they're going to be funds, extra funds that was in this year's budget that aren't needing to be used. And my request is, I still haven't heard from the state tax commission yet, but I know we're probably going to have to cut some places. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go ahead and get approval to delete these extra funds out of our budget this year to use towards next year as cash. Like I said, I've paid everything I could possibly pay that had to be paid.
So just for clarification's sake, by deleting these off of the books, it basically those become cash, so that when we come back, when the tax commission comes to us and says, we need you to cut $60,000, we can say, okay, here's our cash balances. That cuts it, right? That basically cuts our budget.
Correct.
Because we're applying that cash from this year's budget to next year's budget.
And this is, if there'd be a miracle happen and we wouldn't have to cut anything, then this would be transferred to our rainy day fund.
Would that take another ordinance, or another resolution to transfer it to rainy day?
Yeah, we'd have to take this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But at least, because when they contact me, I have like maybe 2 days to get the budget cut to where it has to be. So
it's usually a frantic panic where we talk to each of those guys.
And I think some of you have been here long enough that I've said, hey, I've got to have this. Can you guys come in and sign it saying I can? So I just thought I'd do it ahead of time. And we're done. We're not paying anything else this year, right. So.
We have 4 hours to get through tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct. You're going to have to wait till Friday.
Wait till Friday. Questions about this?
I just have one comment. The form we have has 2013-33 at the top. I assume.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure we were looking at the right.
Can you pass the new version down?
Yeah, and there may be. I'm not sure how much it was in there, but this is what it is. Right now it's $60,900.
Okay, that's what's on ours.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a header, and I didn't realize it was up there, so I had to go back in and change it.
I knew we didn't do this last year, so
yeah,
I figured that's what you'd done. But.
So it's 2014-33? No.
27.
27. Okay, can I have a motion to read resolution number 2014-27 by title only?
So moved.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2014-27 by title only.
Resolution 2014-27, an emergency resolution providing for the transfer of appropriations for several departments of the City of Columbia City, Indiana for the year 2014 for the action and passage pursuant to IC 6-1.1-18-6.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the mobile food truck permit. Rosie and Sally, I think, have both been working on this.
As you recall, you guys passed the ordinance for the restaurants, the mobile...
Food trucks.
Food trucks, yeah. And you said that I had to come up with a fee and a form. So this form is what I came up with. Sally did some research on a lot of different towns. I never did get that from you, Ben.
I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I don't know if the Annie Ann's guy just mentioned it to me.
Oh.
I went back through my emails and my notes on it, and I had jotted it down, but I couldn't find where had it confirmed.
I did. We did a research of surrounding areas and what theirs were, and Sally kind of came up with this form. And the fee is actually lower than what most of them are. like a peddler's permit, it's I think $300 a month. So this isn't bad for
a year.
So, mm-hmm. And I've submitted it to Marcia to review, and she said she liked it. So I just need your approval on the amount and the form.
Any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve? We'll say approve and affirm.
Make a motion to approve and affirm the fee schedule and the form presented.
Second.
Ben motion, Nicole second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Okay, I have 4 approved. Bill, I'm assuming you're abstaining.
I am abstaining.
Okay, Bill is abstaining. Okay. Okay. We've got 20 minutes till a public hearing, so we'll do.
Don't get the minutes.
I'm sorry, I completely forgot. You're right. Okay, we'll go back to the minutes, the Common Council meeting minutes from December 9th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Ben motions and Jackie seconds. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Four approve, and yet again, Bill abstains. Okay, we'll do department head reports. So, Kelly, we'll go ahead and get started with you.
Well, we've had a short crew because of the holidays here lately, so we've just been trying to do some general maintenance work, basically on the streets, patching, sweeping. Unfortunately, I've worked down at the cemetery quite a few times here in the last couple of weeks, so just general stuff. That's all I wanted to report on.
Okay. Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly, and congratulations on becoming a grandpa.
Thank you.
Mike?
No, same way. I've had a short crew, short last week and short this week. Still working on sludge hauling, working with them. They're trying to land apply when they can, when it freezes up, and then haul for us at the same time. We're up to 525,000 right now. So still working at that. Been just working on the regular maintenance and inspections. And our UV sensors, we took those off when we had our inspection done on it. They wouldn't know if we ever had them calibrated. It senses the intensity from the UV lights, is what it does. And they wouldn't know if they ever been calibrated. It's no, it's never been calibrated. So we've taken those off, and in the process, I've got a PO, and we're going to send those in to get those calibrated, and then put those back in when they come back. So, other than that, that's about it for right now.
Okay. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Sean?
We as well have had a fairly light crew, short crew in the last couple weeks, but we just made sure all the Christmas lights were on whenever we could. Just that standard work order load. I did meet with Spectrum to go over our new breakers in the north substation and look at some of the things we're going to have to do out there and make sure it's to our standards and what we're looking for. So other than that, nothing to report on. Fiber project is still in delay, waiting for the fiber to be delivered. So can't move until we have fiber on that one.
Okay.
Other than that, general maintenance.
Thank you. Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Tim?
This week I'm working on end-of-year stats and reports and getting those done. Next week we have a command staff meeting. We're going to go over goals for next year and priorities for next year. Also next week is a drug task force meeting. I'm working on getting quotes for the new squad cars. So a little behind where I was last year, but it's just taking me time to get quotes in from different car dealerships. But I should have those soon. And, that's about it.
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Mike?
Just basically finishing up on the barn. Should have plumbing done tomorrow. Redmond said they'd be there. And then we'll have the ceiling insulated. Cleaning up, getting the driveway put in, and that's about it.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Marcia?
Yeah, I know we still have a public hearing, but I won't be speaking again, so I just want to wish everybody a joyous, peaceful, and healthy new year.
Same to you.
Thank you. Rosie?
Just working on year-end stuff, and that's about it.
Okay. Thank you. Jackie? Couple things for you to know. Actually, question, Ben, have you came and taken your oath for reasonable
reason? No, I brought it to you.
Okay.
I was supposed to do that, and the last one, I forgot to say something.
Okay. So on that same note, Want to say thank you to Lindsay Hively. She was a RDC member, and she has decided to step down. And so Angie Leinhart is the way you pronounce her last name. She will be the new Redevelopment Commission member. She's an optometrist here in, So want to welcome her to the Redevelopment Commission. I think from all reports I got, the candy giveaway for the firefighters went well. Were you there, Ben?
Yep.
Yeah.
Went well.
I'm sorry. Am I stealing your thunder?
No.
Okay. Can I think a couple of things going on? Jeff and I are working on like three economic development projects right now that are all going to be excellent things for the city. So we're excited about that, and hopefully more information can come on that. Besides that, department heads and I are going to be doing goal setting next week for the most part. That'll be exciting. I know they're all pumped for that. And other than that, Happy New Year. And hope you, if you've not gotten sick yet, count your blessings. And hope you don't get sick.
Christmas decoration, judging went well.
Yes.
Next, hopefully next meeting we'll be able to give out the awards for that.
I didn't meet all the
awards. Unfortunately, they didn't get to come with me when I gave the signs out, because that's the best part of it.
Yeah. when they're awarded and they hear
about it. Hey, come on in. It's a fun time, it really is, to do that. I know it's time consuming, but we drove around for 2.5 hours. We talked about who ever drove to Indy.
Now you know what the street department deals with, right?
Absolutely. But it is a fun time, and people are more than welcome, willing to kind of invite you into their home. Mm-hmm. And the lady on North Main Street was just absolutely fantastic. All I could say is wow. Mm-hmm. When I went inside her home, it was just beautiful. And it'd be nice to actually have people here to have the awards out too, so we can talk a little more about those. So.
Will that be at the next meeting or at the last meeting in January?
I think it's the next.
Is it the next one? Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you. Ben?
Nothing to do.
Okay. Thank you. Nicole?
Nothing.
Thank you. And Bill?
Nothing.
Public? No? Okay. Okay, then we will recess until 7 p.m. where we will hold the public hearing.
Sorry for the delay on that, but it had already been published when we decided.
Yeah. So we stand in recess until that time.